Father, we just welcome you into our day today, Lord. You are God of all of our lives. You are the one we serve. You are the one we love. We want to present ourselves to you today for your purposes, to develop your kingdom, and to develop your attitude and righteousness in our hearts and in our minds and in our lifestyles. Lord, we direct our words and our deeds to you today. We lay our lives before you. We ask, Lord, that you would make use of every part of us for your kingdom and your purposes. We believe, Lord, in your word. We believe in your promises. We're taking them by what you said, Lord, not by what we feel, not what we think. But we set our mind to believe your word. We stand upon the rock of your word. You said we are the head and not the tail. You said that we shall lend to many and not have to borrow from anyone. You said that we will be blessed in the country and blessed in the city. You said we will be blessed in our rising and blessed in our sleeping. All these promises, Lord, we take for granted that they're written in the word, but we don't take them for ourselves. So, Lord, we choose to take them for ourselves. We choose to have superabundance. We choose to walk in victory. We choose to walk with a renewed mind, renewed lifestyle, restored lifestyle. That is our choice today, Lord. That is our choice right now. We ask in Jesus Christ's name for victory today, Lord. Victory in everything that we set our hands to do today. Victory in our attitudes. Victory in our thinking. Victory in our reasoning. Victory in our emotions. In Jesus Christ's name, our will is submitted to you, and we have victory in doing your will. Father, we praise you. We give you all the thanks that's due your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor who you are. You are the great and holy and sole God of the whole universe and everything in it, visible and invisible. You are the creator of love itself. You are love. Lord, we would not know what love is if it weren't for you revealing your love to us. We wouldn't understand what peace is if we didn't have peace with you. We wouldn't understand what it is to be redeemed from darkness if it wasn't for what you paid for at the cross for us. We would be walking in blindness and walking unbelief and hatred and violence if it weren't for what you have given us, which is a new heart and a new spirit to love you and to serve you and to honor you and revere you. To walk with a tender heart. To walk with a pure mind. And so, Lord, we dedicate ourselves to you for that end. We thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for what you have planned for us today. Whatever it is, Lord, just enable us to have the vigor and the strength and the vitality to do it. And let us be fruitful at whatsoever we set our hands to do. We thank you for it. We ask for your guidance, your wisdom, your direction, your advice, your counsel, and everything that you would want us to do, Lord. We ask that you would lead us by your Spirit today. Thank you for it in Jesus Christ's name, in advance. And Lord, everything that you have planned for us, we believe you for. because we believe you for great things today, right now, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, and so be it.